This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This guy's on the inside. It's time to hear from Milwaukee basketball insider Gary Wolfel. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. Only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You find his work inside the Racine Journal-Times, RacineSportsZone.com, and WolfelsPressBox.com. We just call him White Gary here on the Wendy's Big Show, and he joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. How are you this afternoon, White Gary?
I am doing swell, thank you.
Gary, is it feasible or realistic to keep together the core of players that the Bucks have now through the duration of Giannis Antetokounmpo's contract, and do you think that's something that they want to do?
Two-part question, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely can do that if they want to. The second part of it, I have some doubts. I think they're going to try to trade Jabari Parker if they can, if they get a legitimate offer. My gut feeling is that they'll move him.
This is what I don't understand, and I know you're close to the Jabari Parker camp. If that Zach Lowe article is right, which they offer him three at about $18 million a year if we did the math correct on this end, if he's at?
Well, I just had a chance to read the article this afternoon. I found several things in the story that I totally disagreed with him on, but that was one of them. I think you'll just have to trust me on this. If they offered him $18 million, he would be with the Bucks for the next several years. From what I was told, they lowballed him and didn't come remotely to close to $18
million. Ay, ay, ay. So one camp is thought, well, who knows?
Are you surprised by that?
Well, no, but somebody's lying then. Either they're lying to you or whoever Lowe's source is lying to him. And this is what happens when you have everybody that are insiders or whatever else. Everybody's got their spin to their guy to get their side out that they want to get out and spun. So then you're in between a rock and a hard place. Parker's camp is telling you they lowballed him. I'm assuming the Bucks camp is the one talking to Lowe saying, hey, this is what we offered him. He said, no, nothing I can do about it. So,
And that was par for the course. I mean, when they brought Derrick Rose in, now in hindsight, you'll say, hey, it was the right move. But they whined and dined at Derrick Rose last summer and made it sound like they were going to sign him. And at the end of the day, Derrick Rose, who wanted to play here, was told that they did not want to extend a contract to him. So, you know, kind of tells you the direction they're headed.
What is that? Tell me.
Not spending a lot of money. they're going to be tight with their money.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any question about it. I mean, the only way that would I would be proven wrong is if they go after DeAndre Jordan and, you know, sign him to a multi-year deal, you know, after next season. And I don't know if you heard this or not, but DeAndre Jordan wants a max contract.
Well, of course he does. I wouldn't give him a max contract. I wouldn't pay him.
Hell no. I'd give Jabari a max contract before DeAndre Jordan.
I wouldn't pay DeAndre Jordan what DeAndre Jordan is making now, nonetheless more.
You know what a max contract for DeAndre Jordan is?
What
is it?
Take a guess. I just want to see if you guys...
I don't know, $35, $38 million a year? I have no idea.
Five years, what do you think?
5 years, I'll say $200 million.
No.
Let's quit right there. Very good, Rami.
Thank you.
Oh, no.
Outstanding guess.
Thank you.
It was slightly more than that, 208 or something like that.
No.
But, I mean, that's crazy money.
He won't get it. He's not going to get it. Nobody's going to pay him that.
Hey, J.J. Reddy got...
But that was a one-year deal, though. I don't care about that. They had to get to the salary cap floor, whatever. I don't really care about that. You're talking about a five-year deal and saying that he is my lead dog in winning a world championship. He ain't your lead dog in anything. There's just no way. The way the NBA is set up today, and listen, I was suckered into it. I was buying Greg Monroe the whole time, so I'm guilty. But the way the NBA is set up today, his deal is important as far as a rim protector and rebounder. Sure, I get that, right? But is it worth $40 million a year? No way. It's not even worth $25 million a year.
Hey, you brought up Greg Monroe's name, right? He was in Milwaukee last week.
Well, yeah, but he can't come back here, obviously.
No, not right now, but he can come back next summer.
Sure, yeah.
Right.
Yep.
You know, so I asked him if it was a possibility that he could come back here. He smiled at me and goes, "You never say never."
Nope. No.
So, I mean, it doesn't seem like the odds would.
But Gary, I want to go over this again, going back to that Zach Lowe article. You've got Middleton, who has an opt-out after next year. Everybody assumes he'll take it. Otherwise, he's making $13 million. He's going to get more than that. So Middleton is going to opt out probably after next year. Bledsoe's going to be up. If you either A, don't re-sign Jabari and he leaves, or you trade Jabari for DeAndre Jordan and he opts out, you could be in a situation where you have Giannis and nobody after next basketball season.
Yeah, and then after that, you would have nobody because Giannis will leave.
Well, that I don't know. But see, then the issue is...
Trust me on that one, too, Steve.
I'm
not sure. And I'll say this. I'll go on record right now saying that I would say the odds are better that Giannis leaves than stays.
See, and
why are you doing that to us, Gary?
I know. I'm just telling you. That's just my opinion, okay?
Don't kill the mess.
That's our Milwaukee basketball insider, Gary Wolfel.
If you thought you had a lot of hate tweets before, you probably should just be done with Twitter. No,
you might get one from me. I'm not going to lie. You might get one from me, Gary.
Hey, the market bears it.
Find his work in the race. I can't even talk. Inside the Racine Journal Times, RacineSportsZone.com, Wolfelspressbox.com, and on Twitter at Gary with an E. Wolfel, Gary, I guess we appreciate it. Thank you very much, sir.
Hey, it was good talking to you earlier, Gary.
Appreciate Likewise, it. Leroy.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.